I'm John Gray, and welcome to John Gray's World.
Is anybody ready for people in your life to look at your life and say, we have never seen anything like this? Are you ready for that level of miracle to break out in you? We have never seen anything like that. No way God did that for you. Are you serious? Now, I know where you came from. I know how bad it was, and he did that. We've never even heard of anything like this. Is anybody ready for God to move like that in your life?
Fresh word, fresh perspective, and a whole lot of hallelujah. John Gray's World. Boom.
Howdy, partners. How y'all doing tonight? It's your buddy, John Gray, and this is John Gray's World. I know I'm in Houston, Texas with Pastor Joel, and I had to give you a little bit of Texas twang because I'm excited tonight. Well, let me tell you how I'm doing, just in case you wanted to know. I'm blessed, and I'm glad to be here with you and eager for what you're about to receive in the Word of God. Tonight, you're about to find out this is not just a business as usual season in your life. Oh, no, no. God wants you to know this is a season of breakthrough, a season where everything that's about to happen in your life is going to be connected to the miraculous. Don't wait until the sermon starts. You might as well start shouting right now. Go ahead. I dare you to wave your hand. It's your house. Who can stop you? Matter of fact, I receive it for myself. This is a season of the miraculous. So go ahead, buckle your seatbelt, get your faith expectation up, be prepared to hear what the Spirit of God will say to you, and I'll be right here waiting on you right after it's over.
I'm mesmerized by the power of God. Anybody else just thinking about God gets you mesmerized? I'm hypnotized. Jesus, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your love just hypnotized me, and I just love your holy ways. That's why the devil broke and you're so paid. I'm just saying. Y'all been waiting to do this for years, haven't you? Tell me, play Earth, Wind, and Fire. Father, in this atmosphere, meet us. Do miracles tonight. Do impossible things, supernatural things, and do it like you're delivering pizza in 30 minutes or less. In Jesus' name, amen. Somebody give God one more crazy, loud, radical praise. I will not be quiet tonight. Hello to all the visitors. I'm glad y'all here. But tonight is miracles. Tonight is breakthrough. Tonight is God brought me through. Because you don't understand what this year was. In the year of 40, and everybody knows the significance of 40. 40 is always about testing. It's about process. It's about the wilderness. It's about being challenged. It's about identity. But it's also about observation. There are times when the Most High God is watching to see how you will respond and react to different things that happen in your life, to see whether or not you know that he's still in control. Settle down, folks. God is in control. Relax. God is in control. I know that there's political upheaval here in the United States, and there's a crisis in the Middle East, and there's stuff going on in the Ukraine, and there's all kinds of stuff, and it looks like they're about to take Iraq again. Oh my goodness, are we going to be in the middle of another war? We don't need to lose any more of our troops. Relax. God is in control. Oh my goodness, the stock market is tripping. Gas prices are going up. Relax. God is in control. I don't know what the doctor said. The doctor. Whatever to the doctor. Pick up that word. God is in control. '40 was a tough year in a lot of ways for me because we had challenges. My son could have lost his life at any moment to cardiac arrest because of what he was going through. My daughter was in the hospital with pneumonia and some other blood infection stuff, and then they thought my wife had cancer. So you don't mind if I shout tonight, because of all the stuff I went through this year, when it hits 12 o'clock tonight, I'm gonna be somewhere acting a stone fool. I'm gonna be shouting. But I'm starting early tonight, and this is my birthday party. I'm praising God with y'all. This is my turn up. Give me some grape juice and some crackers. Symbolizes God processing you. It's a symbol, it's a moment in time where God is developing your character. He's developing the internal mechanisms and the root structure of who you're going to be. If you look at the life of Moses, there were three sets of 40 years, significant. Each one of them, the first 40, he was a prince in Egypt. The second 40, he was a peon in the wilderness. And the last 40, he was a prince among his people and a prophet to the nations. But that middle part, that middle 40, where I'm sure he thought, God's forgotten about me. I'm gonna be remembered as a murderer. I had so much potential. I had so much I could have done. And I'm here in the middle of a desert tending my father-in-law's sheep. He didn't even have his own sheep. You know it's bad when you 80 and you ain't even own no sheep. He just 80. Come here, little lamb. But at the end of that second set of 40, it says he was walking in the wilderness and he stopped and he saw a bush that was on fire, but it wasn't consumed. And he said, I gotta turn. The word turn means repent. Holla at me. I need to turn and repent and change the way I see things and change my perspective. Let me move towards this bush that's burning and not consumed. And then a voice comes from the bush, says, Moses, 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 Moses. I'm sure they had special effects. And so he says, don't come any closer, for the place where you're standing is holy ground. Now freeze. I've been walking this way for 40 years. This ground has been the same ground for 40 years. How come it just became holy? Because you just saw me in the middle of it. The moment you see God in the middle of your circumstance, no matter how bad it is, it becomes holy ground. I don't know what you're going through, but you need to get God in the middle of it and it becomes holy ground. No matter how bad the wilderness, how dry the desert, how broken the circumstance, how bad the situation, what the doctor said, put God in the middle of it, it's holy ground. And he told Moses, take your shoes off. Don't be tracking dirt in my house. Don't track your past in my house. Take your shoes off. Your foundation, the thing that got you here, because the thing that got you here is not gonna get you over. 40 is about the shift. God wants to grow some people. 40 is not just about years. It's a symbol of a season of process and development before God unlocks the blessing and the favor that has your name on it. Nothing worse than people who have access to heaven's resources and no character to maintain it once they get it. And so tonight I want to talk to you from the subject heading, Moving Day. Seven people understand where I'm going. No, I'm playing. They're like, ooh, what are you talking about? I don't know what he's talking about. We moving. Yes, you are. You're moving. I'm prophetically declaring that tonight is a shift in your life. It's a supernatural marker where what you used to be, you will not be, and what you used to walk through, you won't walk through. I don't care if it was yesterday. It's over now, and you shift. Today is moving day. When you wake up tomorrow, what had you in bondage and held hostage, it won't have hold over you anymore. And if anybody has faith to believe that I've ever said anything from the word of God that touched your spirit, hear me tonight. It's moving day. It's moving day. So you're not allowed to have any stale atmosphere around you. So just go ahead and tell your neighbors, excuse me tonight. I'm gonna be praising. Just tell them, excuse me tonight. What you are going to hear is the sound of freedom. What you're gonna hear is the sound of deliverance. What you're gonna hear is the sound of, I made it. What you're gonna hear tonight is, thank you. That's what you're gonna hear. So don't be alarmed, it's breakthrough. Yeah. And let me just tell you right now, you're gonna need some of your neighbors. So just look around, make sure you got the right ones, because I know some of y'all got one. I'm really excited to be here. That's my hat. Let's go to Mark chapter 2. Mark chapter 2, I'm about to read this, Jackie. I feel the Holy Ghost tonight. It's my birthday. I'm going to preach like I lost my mind. I'm reading from the New King James Version, and it says this, Mark chapter 2, verse 1. And again, he entered Capernaum after some days, and it was heard that he was in the house. Somebody go ahead and say, Jesus, he's in the house. Go ahead and tell somebody else, he's in the house. Just gently, gently nudge your neighbor and say, hey, he's in the house. So you're like, well, what house? My house? No. Just relax, Mr. Suburb. He's in the house. Or if you feel more comfortable, he's in the heezy. So after some days, Jesus was in the heezy. Immediately, many gathered together. Let me see. One, two, three. Many. I just want to make sure I'm in the right. It says many gathered together. And when many gather together, the energy goes up. There's an anticipation. There's a thing. You know that thing? You feel it. It's cool when it's like 9 or 10, but when it's like 5, 6, 7, 8,000, now your anticipation is like, oh my goodness, God's going to do something crazy, and it might just be my night. It might just be my night. It is your night. It's moving day. Immediately, many gathered together so that there was no longer room to receive them, not even near the door. And he preached the word to them. Then they came to him. Watch this. Then they came to him, bringing a paralytic who was carried by four men. And when they could not come near him because of the crowd, they uncovered the roof where he was. So when they had broken through, they let down the bed on which the paralytic was lying. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, not to them, to the one that was in bondage, he said, son, your sins are forgiven you. And some of the haters were sitting there reasoning in their hearts. Who does he think he is? Speaking blasphemies like this. Who can forgive sins but God alone? I'm sure they had a British accent. Just joking. Any people from England, I love y'all. Anyway. But immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit, this is how deep Jesus is, he's so cold-blooded, they didn't even say it out loud. They was talking inside their mind. And he was like, I got mind control over you, Debo. I can see you. Jesus said, why do you reason about these things in your hearts? Which is easier to say to the paralytic, your sins are forgiven you, or to say, arise, take up your bed and walk. But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins, he said to the paralytic, I say to you, arise, take up your bed and go to your house. Immediately he arose, took up the bed and went out in the presence of them all, so that all were amazed and glorified God, saying, we have never seen anything like this. Is anybody ready for people in your life to look at your life and say, we have never seen anything like this? Are you ready for that level of miracle to break out in you? We have never seen anything like this. No way God did that for you. Are you serious? Now, I know where you came from. I know how bad it was, and he did that. We've never even heard of anything like this. Is anybody ready for God to move like that in your life? What's today? What's today? moving day. First of all, in this story, we see Jesus coming to a city called Capernaum, which is translated village of comfort. Jesus comes into a village that's laid back. As I'd like a virgin daiquiri, please, because I go to church. I just... We have some beverages here for my friends. Let's just relax. Let's just be comfortable. It's a village of comfort. And Jesus stepped in because Jesus always likes to come in and mess up comfortable situations. Anybody ever been comfortable in your sin? I don't want nobody to know that I'm nasty. Anybody ever been comfortable in your, it's not so bad, well, everybody else is doing it, and I'm only human. I mean, they can't expect me to wait till I get married. I mean, please, can't laugh because they're going to know it's you. You can't laugh. Anybody ever been relaxed in a place that they shouldn't have relaxed? Ever had your guard down at the wrong time and the wrong people came in? You ever been comfortable in a village of people that are comfortable and before you know it, you stuck? Is there anything worse, James, than being lulled into complacency, thinking this is the best God has for you, and you wake up one day and can't move? You had it all. You was doing the thing. You had it. Everything's going well. Business is booming. Your marriage is great. The passion is on fire. Y'all be listening to Rick James and Tina Marie. Love them and leave them. It was on. Then you became comfortable. And all of a sudden, the flame started dying down. Before you know it now, your marriage is in a paralyzed situation. It was good. You were doing well in your chosen field of profession. But then they offered an opportunity to take it to the next level, but you had to step on some people in order to get there. And the things you never thought you'd do, now you find yourself doing because you want validation from people that don't really matter. Now you're stuck. Anybody ever been stuck in a moment? Seven people. It's like, no, I'm flawless. I'm pretty amazing. Well, I've been stuck. And let me tell you, I was saved and stuck. Just in case there's some people that are kind of walking through the process of their spiritual development as if once you come to church, all of a sudden, you walk around floating on water and angels feed you food every day. I'm not going to lunch. I got Gabriel coming down. He's going to bring me a manna sandwich. Got a manna sandwich. Got milk and honey coming. Don't worry about me. Have you ever been saved and stuck? I mean, you at church, I mean, you on fire. Worship is going crazy. You rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice. Monday, I'm stuck. I can't even get out. I don't even know what I'm doing. I'm toe up. Saved and stuck. So here's a man, we don't know his situation, but he was stuck, paralyzed. We do know he wasn't always paralyzed, but something happened in his life and he became paralyzed, frozen in a moment, constantly broken. But Jesus came to the village of the comfortable to see if anybody was willing to get out of their comfort zone. It's easy to get comfortable in this big, beautiful building and there behind your computer with the anonymity of the internet. I see you. So I'm like, oh my goodness, let me put my robe on. My God, I'm uncomfortable. Nobody looking at you. Stuck. What was I saying? I'm stuck. What was I saying, Mama? Paralyzed. Thank you, baby. Love you. Got your leather pants on for my birthday. Amen. Amen. Happy birthday to you. All right. Sorry. Come on back, Holy Ghost. Anybody ever been? I have. And I needed somebody to help me see what I couldn't see. Jesus came to the village with an assignment, but he wasn't gonna tell them the assignment. He was gonna wait to see who was gonna step up and get this miracle. Some of y'all are in the middle of a moment, and you're like, well, it's your move, Jesus. I've been praising, I've been worshiping, I've been serving, volunteering, all that. And he's like, so? How bad do you want this miracle? Are you willing to step out of your comfort zone? Your comfortable praise, your comfortable worship? Are you willing to stretch a little bit? Are you willing to go out of the norm? Are you willing to risk other people whispering about you down the road? Why is he shouting like that? Because my miracle is right there, and I'm not going to let you stop me from getting that miracle. I'm going to step out of my comfort zone, and I'm going to wave my hands in the air and wave them like I just don't care, because Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, and he's right over there. Anybody ready to get uncomfortable with their praise tonight?
Man, didn't that message fan the flame of faith in you like it did in me? I believe it did. This is a special time in your life. This is a time where you'll move in sudden increase, sudden expansion, and sudden overflow. Matt and Lori Crouch and TBN make this program possible. They wanted to make this series, Moving Day Miracles, from your need to your blessing, available to you as a special thank you for any gift of support for the outreaches of TBN. We believe this is a time where God wants you to experience some amazing things in your life. You can call in, go to the website, whatever you have to do, and when you do, you'll receive the complete 3-message resource. I believe they'll minister to you. And your gift will help TBN keep bringing me to you each week. It's not a coincidence that you turned on the TV to hear this message. I don't believe in coincidence. There is no such thing as serendipity. It's the will of God. So don't put it off. This is for you. Call or click right now to share a gift and request your copy.
The Bible is filled with miracles, divine moments where God overcomes the impossible. The same God who healed the blind man, parted the sea, and fed 5,000 is still at work today. That's why no matter what seemingly impossible challenge you face, all you really need is an encounter with the God who makes all things possible. TBN wants to help you experience God's power in your life. So as our thank you for your gift of any amount, we'll rush you John Gray's new 3-message series, Moving Day Miracles, from your need to your blessing. In his brand new series, Pastor John Gray reveals why you can expect expansion, overflow, and increase no matter the circumstance. With messages like King of the Impossible, you'll discover that any earthly challenge is just an opportunity for a moving day miracle.
Get this series, listen to it, because it may contain the very revelation you need to hear to move to the next level.
And for your gift of $50 or more, we'll also send you John Gray's special Christmas message, A Strange Way to Save the World. And as a bonus, we'll include this beautiful Praise Break mug with encouraging scripture from Psalm 51. Call, click, or write to share and request Moving Day Miracles on 3 CDs for your gift of any size, or the Christmas Message and Mug Set along with Moving Day Miracles for your gift of $50 or more. Get ready to move from a place of need to a place of blessing. Call, click, or write today.
On behalf of Matt and Lori Crouch and the TBN family, I want to let you know we appreciate this opportunity to be able to plant the seed of God's word in your life. We also want to thank you because without your support, we wouldn't have the ability to send this message into your home at all, let alone around the world. And that's why TBN wants to send you the Moving Day Miracles resource as a way to show you our appreciation for your willingness to pray and seek God for what you should give into the preaching of the gospel. So go ahead, reach out to us. We'll send you this resource. It's going to reveal the truth about the impossible God who wants to do the miraculous in your life. Isn't it amazing that God is always thinking about you, figuring out ways to bless you? Get this resource. You better call that number. If you call right now, I might just deliver it to your house. Okay, no, I won't. But I would love to.